Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
I'm sorry, I thought you were saying that you wanted a holiday with Michael, not me.
And that's why you said Frank had phoned?
Yes, well, it was only a joke.
But it wasn't funny. Surely you realised I was trying to say I wanted to go on holiday with you. Why you brought Frank into it is beyond me.
I mentioned Frank because I thought you wanted to go away with Michael.
Well, I didn't. And now they want to know everything about Frank.
Oh, I think that's funny. Oh, Penny, I wouldn't worry about it. They believed me when I said he was just a friend.
I don't think Jim believed you.
Yes, he did.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. Anyway, it was a good night. I enjoyed it.
Didn't you think Jim was a bit quiet?
Not really.
I did.
Well, maybe he was tired. Remember, he's been working very hard recently.
Jim has?
Yeah, that's what he said. No, I thought Jim looked okay, but I thought Michael looked, well, to be honest with you, Penny, I thought he looked awful. He looked scruffy and he didn't seem that happy.
Hello?
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hi. Where are you?
I'm on the ferry.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, I just wanted to say thanks again for a lovely holiday.
Well, it was lovely seeing you, Amy. And I hope to see you again soon.
Do you know when you'll be coming home?
No, not yet, but it shouldn't be too long. So send my love to your mother, okay?
Yeah, I will.
And tell her your plans as soon as possible, okay? I wouldn't leave it, sweetheart. As soon as you get in, tell her what you decided to do.
Okay.
No, really, Amy. It's great that you made up your mind what you want to do, and the sooner she knows about it, the better.
She won't like it, though, will she?
No, she won't. But that doesn't matter. She'll just have to put up with it.
Sorry to keep you. Are you ready to order?
Oh, yeah. Can I have a cappuccino and a cheese scone, please?
Would you like the scone warm?
Oh, yeah, that would be nice. Thanks, Connie.
OK, I won't be a minute. Millie, I need a cheese scone warmed up, please. And no, before you say anything, Ruby hasn't turned up, so it's up to us. And if we don't pull together, today is going to be a complete disaster. So we don't have a choice. We've just got to get on with it. I said a cheese scone. Here you are.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, I'm sorry for the wait.
Well, yeah, I did wonder where you got to.
Sorry.
OK. Oh, and by the way, hope you don't mind me saying, but those people over there have been waiting ages. Oh, dear. It's too late. They're going.
Hi, Jim. Where have you been hiding? I haven't seen you all day.
Yeah, I've been in toys.
Toys? Oh, your favourite.
Penny, you know I can't bear it in toys. Give me household any day. I've spent my whole morning tidying up after unbearably noisy children.
You're not complaining, are you?
Yes, I am. I hate it there.
Well, you're with me now, so go on, cheer up. Come on, give us a smile.
Yeah, how's this?
I'm scary. No, I'm joking. Normally you have a lovely smile.
Oh, thank you. So, did you enjoy last night?
Yes, I did. But did you think Michael was a bit quiet?
Well, not that I noticed. I must say it was pretty obvious that Kathy really enjoyed your holiday.
I think she was very relieved nothing else went wrong.
Well, I'd like to go to Barcelona.
And so you said.
I think we should all go. It would be a laugh.
I think Kathy would like just a twosome.
Oh, what, with me?
No, me and Kathy.
No, I think she'd be up for a foursome. There's no one else, is there?
What do you mean?
She didn't find someone in Spain.
No.
I was only asking. Oops, here comes the dragon.
Jim, don't call her that. One day someone will hear you.
So? Most people think the same.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. Well, apart from you. You like her, don't you?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do.
Well, you're the only one.
Oh, God, Jim, you always exaggerate everything. There might be one or two people who don't like her, but that's about all.
No, Penny. When she got the rota wrong, she lost a lot of friends.
Says who?
Oh, Tina, for one.
I don't think Tina liked her before that happened.
Well, she can't stand her now.
Well, I'm having lunch with her later, so I'll ask her.
Please do. She won't say anything different from what I'm saying. Debbie's on the way out. No, really, she's got to go.
Connie, it doesn't matter. I'll have two now, I don't mind.
Are you sure? I can change it if you like.
No, to be honest, I haven't got the time. I've only got half an hour.
Well, I'm sorry, Penny, it won't happen again.
Don't worry. Connie, are you okay?
Yes, I'm a bit rushed, that's all. Helen should be back tomorrow, so it'll be better then.
Okay. Look, let's meet up soon.
Oh, yes, that will be good. I'll phone you later, okay?
Yeah, okay. Tina, there's something I want to ask you.
Mike, what a surprise.
Hello, Jim. I want to buy these, please.
Oh, is it on your card?
Yes, please.
And have you got a bag?
Yeah. Tell me, Jim, where's Penny?
She's gone to lunch.
Oh, no.
Well, look, if it's important, I can give her a message.
No, it's all right.
Well, text her then. I'm sure she'd love to hear from you.
Do you think so?
Yeah, of course she would.
Well, I don't know that she
go,
would...
Go on. So, do you want me to say you were looking for her?
No. No, thanks. No, please, don't do that.
Right, OK. Well, that's £5.99 then, please. So, did you see Tina?
Yeah.
And what did she say?
Well, she talked about the rota.
And?
And she mentioned the bullying.
I tell you, the sooner that woman goes, the better. She's crazy. Michael wouldn't bully anyone.
No, of course he wouldn't. But why would Debbie say that?
Because she wants him out so she can have his job.
Oh, now that rings a bell. Someone else I spoke to said the same thing some time ago. Oh, God, who was it? I know who it was. It was Amy.
Amy? But she wasn't here. She was on holiday.
Yeah, I know that. As I said, it was some time ago, and she said exactly the same thing.
Well, there you are then. Debbie's a troublemaker, and if it was a man accusing Michael of that, I'd have knocked him senseless.
Oh, Jim. The thing is, how are we going to sort this out?
We? You mean us?
Yes. We've got to do something before she goes reporting to Nick that she's being bullied.
That's if she hasn't done so already.
Mum, I'm home. Mum, where are you? Mum, what are you doing in bed?
Oh, Amy, darling, you're home.
Why are you in bed? What's wrong?
Oh, don't worry. I just don't feel so good, that's all.
Are you feeling dizzy?
Just a little.
Have you been to work today?
No, I couldn't face it. But as I say, don't worry about me. I'm sure I'll feel better tomorrow.
Oh, poor you. Look, can I get you anything?
Oh, that's so sweet of you, but I don't want to be a nuisance.
Mum, now tell me, what would you like? Have you eaten anything?
No, not really.
Right, well, would you like me to make you some toast and a nice cup of tea?
Oh, that'd be lovely, sweetheart. But are you sure you can spare the time?
Yes, of course I can. I'm not going out now. So, I'll go and get the food and then I'll tell you all about my holiday.
Oh, that'd be lovely. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was okay.
Oh, hello. Do you want a coffee?
Oh, no, sorry, can't stop. Just grabbing my jacket.
Well, can I have a quick word first?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm running late.
But I must tell you about...
Oh, tell me later, okay? I must go, or send me a text.
Okay, I'll phone you.
Great. Oh, you've tidied up. Oh, well done, Penny.
Right, now have I done everything? Oh, God, and I mustn't forget to phone Kathy. Crumbs, they're early. Hello, it's lovely to see you.
Oh, and you, Penny.
You look well, Andrew.
So do you.
Right, well, come on in, come on. Yeah, that's fine, just pop them down there, wherever you want.
Or here?
Yeah. So, what can I get you to drink?
Are you sure it's okay us staying here?
Yes, of course it is, as long as you're happy with the sofa.
Yeah, we love to snuggle up, don't we?
Yes, darling.
So, what do you want to drink? And then you must tell me all about your holiday.
Hold that.
Andrew, you had a lovely time, Penny.
And when did you get back?
Just yesterday.
Wow, and then you come straight down here.
Yeah, well, we did promise we'd come.
Well, it's lovely to see you both.
So, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Here you are. It's a red for you, Andrew, and the white for you, Sam.
Get your feet up.
Sorry.
So what do you want to do while you're here?
We don't mind. We just came to see you.
Oh, so there's nothing special happening?
Well...
Penny, you haven't forgotten.
No, of course I haven't. I know it's Sam's birthday, and we are going to have a lot of fun.
Are we?
Are you all right?
Yes, I am actually. This is okay.
Come here.
Oh, here you are.
Yeah, I'm just getting around it.
No, you don't. Tonight is my treat. Do you know, I'm so pleased you came. I wasn't sure you'd want to.
What'd you say that for? We love seeing you.
Really?
Of course we do.
What, even after last time?
Penny, there's no problem, okay?
But I was worried that I'd upset you.
Penny, we've been friends for far too long to get upset about what's his name?
Harry.
That's the one. I've told you, I've forgotten all about it. So come on, tell us. Was he pushed?
No. It was an accident. They think he was drunk and just fell in.
Oh dear, poor old Harry.
Well, let's hope he enjoyed his last drink.
Maybe the drink was spiked.
Oh, God, I never thought of that.
Penny, I was only joking. Forget him. I really don't know why we're even talking about a chap. As you know, he wasn't my favourite person. In fact, I couldn't stand him.
Yeah, but you wouldn't wish him dead. Oh, please, let's not start that again.
I'm not sure now that this is a good idea.
Of course it is.
Oh, I don't know. I think we should phone her.
No, it would be a lovely surprise for Penny.
What if she's got visitors?
That doesn't matter. She'll be thrilled to see us.
Says who?
Says me. Come on, we can't come all this way and not see her.
But we've got Scarlett with us.
So?
I just think we should phone her first, that's all.
Well, I don't. Scarlett, do you want to see Penny?
Yes, please.
Good. Well, let's get going then.
I'm sorry, Kathy, I just forgot.
How could you forget to tell me that you had friends coming to stay?
Well, I just did. I'm sorry. I did want to talk to you, if you remember.
Yeah, but then I couldn't stop, could I? So you should have phoned me. I had no idea they were going to be here.
I'm sorry.
And who were the other lot?
Oh, those friends did turn up unexpected. No, honestly, I didn't know they were coming.
Well, you really should have told me, Penny, about the other friends. I felt a complete idiot.
Kathy, I'm sorry.
If only you'd made a noise when you came in.
Well, I told them not to because I didn't want to wake you.
Penny, I was doing my tribal dance.
I know, Kathy, I saw you.
And so did the other two. And the worst thing was, I thought you were in bed.
No, we'd all gone out.
Well, obviously.
Well, didn't you see their bags?
Well, no, I didn't. And if I had, I wouldn't have been dancing like an idiot, would I?
They didn't mind.
I minded. I don't normally dance in front of complete strangers, half naked.
No, I suppose not.
And then the next day, when the others appear, you told them all about it. You even told Scarlett.
I didn't tell them, it was Andrew.
I could have died with embarrassment, Penny.
You're very flexible, you know. Andrew couldn't believe anyone could get into that position. When he had a go, he fell over.
Oh, Penny, it's not funny. I'll never be able to face them again.
Why? They won't remember your face, Kathy.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.